And now, 5 Good Minutes.
Our teams now, Bill Wills, Tim Alcorn alongside in for Mike Snyder this morning. Your buddy Terry Puto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com checks in. Hi, Terry.
Hello, Mr. Wills.
So speaking of golf, I'm playing with a few guys a couple weeks. It was back before Father's Day, okay?
Yeah.
Indians had won the night before. They're on a roll. We sit down for lunch. There's two guys, the two guys at the lunch both have Indians hats on. The third guy I know has season tickets for the Tribe, and I'm a big Tribe fan. We sit down, they order, Arnold Palmer's and some waters, and right away, what do you think of the Browns' defense this year? I mean,
you got it.
I know, and I know the Indians won last night, but I want to start with the Browns this morning, because you posted a very interesting piece on a very interesting question this franchise is going to have coming up about one Baker Mayfield, right?
Yes. I mean, the debate going on, by the way, you can never go wrong if you cover the Browns even partially like I do, writing about a Browns quarterback.
Yeah, exactly.
you can't. And if you're smart like me, you can actually write both sides of the issue. Over the weekend, I wrote a column about sort of the case against extending Baker Mayfield's contract. Now he has 2 more years to go. And Mike Tannenbaum was the primary one, a former GM, saying, you can wait, hang on. So this morning, going up, and I think it's going to be in Wednesday's paper, I interviewed Joe Banner. And Joe Banner is former GM of the Browns. And he is all for signing Baker now, and he has some thoughts on how to do it. So it's fun. It's what people want to talk about. And it's an interesting proposition. It says, by the way, the standards for quarterbacks now are between $38 and $40 million if you're good.
Wow.
That's a lot of dough. Terry, when you look at Baker Mayfield, at least in your eyes, what's the unanswered question?
Just, is he great or is he just good? That's all. And that's why I'm willing to sign him, because a couple things are good about him that people ignore. One is he's never missed a start. He's durable. Secondly, he has certainly proved the ability to adjust, sometimes better than others, but he's been through so many coaches. That's very difficult. So I don't have a ton of questions about him. I really don't. And the final one you always have to ask is, if you get on the wrong side, say, I don't think he's quite the guy you want. Well, who do you want? And where are you going to get him? And as Banner said to me, it's been more than a century, at least he didn't mean 100 years, but, you know, you have to go back to, frankly, you have to go back to Bernie. When was the last time there was a quarterback here for a few years that people felt a lot of confidence in? I always thought Tim Couch could have possibly have had that, but the poor guy got beat up early in his career, and it just, you know, it never happened.
Great point. Terry, when you look at Baker under Kevin Stefanski, does Kevin Stefanski's offense... Is that the offense that fits Baker Mayfield?
It seems to, but I think it's unfair to say he's a systems quarterback, because in 2018, when he started with Hugh and Todd Haley, ended up with Freddie Kitchens and Greg Williams, he had a really good year. In fact, if anything, in the Astros season, as Joe Banner said to me, it was 2019 with Kitchens as the head coach. It wasn't this past year.
That's a great point. Any other question marks as the Browns get ready for training camp here in another couple of weeks? What's the one or two lingering things in your mind that you want to see answered?
Well, people always talk about Odell's knee and that. I'm not too concerned about that either way, frankly. If they have him, great. If not, they show they could score a lot of points without him. Defensively, this is one of those that looks great on paper, but they may have 9 new starters, and rolling that many guys out that early, and I mean, I get emails, do you think it's a top 5 or top 10 defense? I doubt it. I mean, yeah, there's some good talent there, but just to say we have all these new guys, you know, it's still not fantasy league.
Yeah.
But if they have an average defense, think about last year, an average defense might have got them to the Super Bowl.
Right.
You're right. That's a scary thought, but you're right. Exactly.
Yeah, just average.
It's just average. Yeah. Terry Puto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. If you're a Browns fan, check out the next piece he's posting here shortly. That'll be up, and of course, in tomorrow's paper as well. Terry, thanks, pal.
Take care, guys.